From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Washington's stalemate ended today, at least for now. President Obama has signed the debt bill into law. In a statement at the White House, Mr. Obama said the next step is finding a larger plan to cut the deficit.
And since you can't close the deficit with just spending cuts, we'll need a balanced approach where everything's on the table.
Looking forward, one group of politicians will have to address the debt issue, the GOP presidential hopefuls. Many of them have been talking about it, but the spotlight has been on Washington. Now NPR's Don Gagne tells us where the candidates stand on the debt deal.
Let's start with two of the Republicans in the field who actually got to vote on the deal. House members Michele Bachmann and Ron Paul. Both were emphatic no's. Speaking on Fox News Radio, Bachmann likened the level of U.S. debt to the fiscal calamity that has gripped some European countries.
This is like saying we embrace being Greece.
Program host Laura Ingraham, herself a staunch conservative, pressed Bachmann, arguing that this was the best deal possible in a divided government. And while far from perfect, it should be embraced.
How is it that you can't say that this is actually ultimately a good thing? Not everything, but it's a good thing and a good step forward. That I don't understand. I just still don't get it.
Well, Laura, the reason why I can say that is because ultimately what may seem a short-term solution in my mind is going to guarantee a long-term financial ruin for the country.
As for Ron Paul, you can find this on his campaign website.
Will they choose compromise or conviction? One candidate has always been true. Ron Paul. Cut spending. Balance the budget. No deals.
But supporting the deal is former U.S. House Speaker Newt Gingrich. On Fox News last night, he said he's not going to second-guess current Speaker John Boehner, adding that the Tea Party and all conservatives should claim victory.
We just had an extraordinary moment where a very left-wing president blinked.
Another GOP candidate who embraced the deal is former Utah Governor John Huntsman. Other no's are former Governor Tim Pawlenty, businessman Herman Cain, former Senator Rick Santorum, Governor Rick Perry, who is not quite a candidate yet, and former Governor Mitt Romney. Romney's position had been the subject of considerable speculation due to his own history as head of an investment firm and his close ties to Wall Street, which badly wanted a deal. Romney's short statement said that he appreciates, quote, the extraordinarily difficult situation President Obama's lack of leadership has placed Republican members of Congress in. Romney adds, I personally cannot support this deal. Dante Scala is a professor at the University of New Hampshire.
There's a tension between Romney, the executive, and Romney, the candidate. Romney, the executive, surely would have cut a deal, just as he did as governor of Massachusetts. However, the Romney, the candidate, has to sound different, has to be more hard line.
Scala says Romney, the front runner, is trying to keep criticism from conservatives at bay as he seeks the nomination, but not alienate moderates he would need in a general election contest should he become the nominee. His critics note, however, that Romney's public campaign schedule has been very light all summer. They've accused him of dodging the issue. In Iowa, Republican strategist John Steinman says the debt ceiling may now take on symbolic importance in GOP caucuses and primaries.
The debt ceiling is about what are we spending money on, how much money are we spending, where is that money coming from, at what level are we going to say uncle on how much money comes out of the taxpayer's wallet. And so you can't get away from this issue, how it ties into everything else.
So expect the issue to take center stage, along with health care, jobs, and taxes, as the Republican presidential contest accelerates as it moves into the fall. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.